Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Wilco's Solid Sound Festival returns to Massmoca this weekend. The Richard Thompson Trio will play in Joe's Field on Saturday. Named by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the top 20 guitarists of all time, Richard Thompson is also one of the world's most critically acclaimed and prolific songwriters. He's received Lifetime Achievement Awards for songwriting on both sides of the Atlantic. Most recently, the Americana Music Honors and Awards nominated him for Artist of the Year.
Hand me down my walking shoes, Mr. Murdoch's news. I'm going thunder, rain, or shine. Got a papoose on my back. We're on the right track, Jack, to leave the beaten blues behind. Amsterdam, where good things come in threes. Soothe your trouble.
Yesterday, Richard Thompson's new album, Still, was released on Fantasy Records. The album was recorded in the Wilco Loft in Chicago and produced by Wilco frontman Jeff Tweedy. Richard Thompson, it's an honor to welcome you to the Roundtable. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
When you co-founded Fairport Convention in the 60s, did you imagine that you'd be playing a contemporary art museum in Massachusetts in 2015?
I suppose my horizons were much lower at that point. So even America sounded exotic in 1967.
And what do you know about Solid Sound? What have they told you to expect?
I've heard it's a good festival. I know it's very Wilco-oriented, so that's fine. I'll look forward to seeing some interesting bands there. I hear it's a good audience too, so I look forward to playing to a receptive crowd.
And the Solid Sound Festival is, of course, not your only current/recent connection to Jeff Tweedy and Wilco. You have had Jeff produce your album, Still. How did that come about?
Well, we probably have shared bills with Wilco over the last sort of 20 years. But we did this tour last year called the Americana Rama Tour, where we were kind of on a five-band package to tour in the U.S., and we got to know them a bit better on that tour, and at some point someone suggested that Jeff would be a really great producer, and I was very excited at the idea, and somehow it came to be. Somehow he agreed to do it, so that was very exciting, and I think it turned out really well. Listeners will have to judge for themselves if they like the record or not, but I think he did a great job producing.
What does his production bring to your music? Because sometimes, of course, you've worked with other producers, sometimes you produce your own stuff. What did Tweedy bring to the album for you, or the experience?
Well, yeah, I think if you've been making records for a while, as I have, you can get kind of over-familiar with your own habits, and you can get over-familiar with studio processes. So it's nice to have a different person to come in sometimes and to bring different elements to it. I think that Jeff is a roots-oriented musician, so that we have an overlap in our influences.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he's a little bit different, so he sees things in a slightly different way. And he just really had a fresh pair of ears, and probably to the listener, his influence is subtle. But to me, he really had a very tangible influence on the record, on the sound of the record, and on the way the songs were played and structured.
How much of that happens in the loft while it's being recorded?
I think all of that, probably.
Mm-hmm.
although I did demos that Jeff heard, we didn't talk that much about the process until we actually got to Chicago and we got down to recording. That was really just a fairly quick process. It wasn't anything painstaking. Musicians were very fluid, very experienced, so it didn't take us too long to adjust to any new ideas that were offered.
The album features your rhythm section. Why was it important to you to have them join you for the album?
Because I think they're really good.
Of course. That's a good reason.
And in terms of the style, music I play, which is a little bit off-center, there's a bit of a Celtic influence in what I do, and these guys know the style very well. And I can't think of anyone who could do a better job, actually. It was nice to have them there, but also nice to use people from Tweedy's band to augment where needed.
Is there any overarching theme to the album? Do the songs come from a certain place or a certain time, other than just your present?
I don't think there's a clear theme. You know, perhaps world peace or something. Or it's facetious there.
Of course,
it's the theme. I don't think there is. I think if you write songs in a fairly compressed period of time, which I did. The songs have a sense of belonging to each other. There are stylistic similarities, and sometimes there are thematic similarities. So I feel these songs belong of a piece together. But they're all over the place in terms of themes. So there's all different kinds of things going on.
You're messing with my mind. You're thrilling me but killing me. I'm missing all the signs. You're rushing me and crushing me. Same old, paxalize and compromise. Around your little finger, sort of all my things. I'm begging like a carol singer. Same old bread and dripping on the table. Same old pony in the stable. Forgive me if I snare. You used to be unclear, but you don't like to hear the stuff you dish. I'll come back at you. Same old, paxalize and compromise. Same old, pony in the stable.
Are you always writing songs? Are you ever not, in a way, writing songs?
I'm writing a song right now. It's about talking on the phone. Far away. I think you have to be open to songwriting all the time. I don't think you have to be actually writing, but I think you're always looking for ideas. So, you're walking down the street, you're looking for ideas. You're sitting at home, you're watching TV, you read the newspaper, you're walking along the beach. I mean, every situation in life, I think, should be potential fuel for the songwriter. So I think you have to keep your ears and your eyes open and... then when you have the time, you sit down with an instrument and you try and knock all that stuff into shape.
When you've been, as you've been, writing music for many years, and you keep your eyes and your ears open and your mind open to song ideas, but you have a lot of the same experiences as anyone does in a given day, how does it happen that new experiences or even old ones strike you in a new way for that to be the seed of a song?
I think sometimes it's like in an old way, and I think you have to be careful that you don't repeat yourself too much. I have a habit of not listening to my old stuff, and sometimes I have to go back and check that I haven't done the same thing, more than once. But, having said that, some songwriters hammer away just a couple of themes, and they do a very good job of it. I think you can write about the same thing a lot, as long as you keep bringing a different angle to it. So I think it's something that you have to be very aware of, but keep on your toes. So someone very wise said, steal from everybody except yourself. And I think that's good advice.
You said you're not in the habit of listening to your stuff. Is there anybody, do you know, that does check in with their own stuff more often than just to make sure they're not repeating themselves?
You hear about obsessive egomaniacs in the music business who must remain nameless.
Of course.
Who spend a lot of time listening to their own records. I would find that very painful, very painful process. Painful and really unnecessary. I don't think you have to do that unless you're so self-obsessed that you can't help it.
Who do you listen to? What have you been listening to lately?
I listen to, probably what you'd loosely call roots music. So, traditional folk music from around the world, various places. Old stuff from the 20s and 30s sometimes, like old jazz, classical music. I love classical music. And some contemporary rock and roll as well. So just all over the place, really. Singer-songwriters, that kind of stuff.
You are deservedly the recipient of a number of awards, a great deal of praise for your skill, even lauded for your legendary status in the genre of British folk pop, which you, I'm sure, don't think about until somebody in my position comes on the phone or greets you with a microphone in another way and asks you how that affects you. But when you are so well reputed, does that have any effect on you in your day-to-day life?
I think it's nice to get a pat on the back occasionally. But that's probably all you need. I think to be obsessed with what other people think of you is probably unhealthy as a performer, as a writer, because you should really be your own worst critic. So you should be the filter first before anybody else says anything. And in a sense, it's your opinion that should matter the most and should drive you forwards. But if your peers like you, if your contemporaries like you, if the audience likes you, if critics like you, that's all great. That's a nice thing. But you can't live and die by it, because sometimes they're wrong about how good you are, and sometimes they're wrong about how bad you are. So you can't really trust them.
Richard Thompson will perform at the Solid Sound Festival on Saturday. It's been an honor speaking with you, and I can't wait to see you at Mass Mocha. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
A long John Silver, he was on me like a rush. I gave him my trust, I gave him my cash. Should've known better, should've known from the start. There's nothing but black in a pirate's heart. Should've known better, should've known from the start. There's nothing but black in a pirate's heart. I said, long John Silver, long John Silver, don't bet your shirt on a long John Silver. Long John Silver, shirt on a Long John Silver. Long John Silver, he's good with numbers. He makes hay while other folks slumber. Give me the brass and he keeps all the best. The better to feather his pretty little nest. Give me the brass and he keeps all the best. The better to feather his pretty little nest.
The Richard Thompson Trio will perform on Saturday as part of the Solid Sound Festival at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts. Richard Thompson's new record, Still, was produced by Jeff Tweedy and came out yesterday. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.